Now, shocking variations in accessing cancer tests and treatments are causing avoidable deaths. That's according to the Irish Cancer Society, which says that every 4 week delay in cancer treatment increases the risk of death by 10%. New data, the Society says, identifies major variation in accessing chemotherapy and radiotherapy treatments and delays for patients who've been referred for urgent breast and prostate tests. Dr. Michael McCarthy, who's president of the Irish Society of Medical Oncology and a consultant on oncologist at University Hospital Galway, said that working in the west of Ireland, he sees the human cost of the postcode lottery in Irish cancer care every day. Avril Power is the chief executive of the Irish Cancer Society. Avril Power, good morning.
Good morning.
Does the variation in cancer care start from diagnosis?
It really does. So what we're highlighting today are HSE figures that relate to both tests and treatment. And those show that of five of the six targets that were set for these tests and treatment in the National Cancer Strategy, of the six targets, only one was met. Five were not. And then that regionally, there's significant variation. So, for example, you've one in seven patients waiting longer than the target nationally to start their chemotherapy, but almost four in five patients waiting longer than that time frame. In the 12 months to February 2025 in Letterkenny. And then, as you've highlighted there from Michael, significant issues in Galway and across the West as well. So we think it's shocking that, you know, where you live can have significant impact on where you start your treatment, because sadly, starting late runs the risk that your cancer has become more aggressive, that it's developed further and is harder to treat.
Now, once chemotherapy is prescribed, it should start, that cancer strategy you're talking about says, within 15 days. But what's the reality for many patients?
Well, the reality, as Michael has highlighted in the West, is that he's telling patients every day that they'll be waiting 7 or 8 weeks to start their chemotherapy. And we know there are challenges in other centres as well. And that's hugely distressing as a patient to be told that you have cancer. For your oncologist to tell you that that the target is 15 weeks, that in some cases they'd like you to start earlier than that because of your particular cancer, and then to be told that it could be 2 months. And we know that our staff are doing their very, very best. We have incredible doctors, nurses, radiologists, other staff working in cancer services, and they do their best to prioritise those at greatest risk, but there's only so much they can do. And as myself, Michael, John Armstrong represents the radiotherapists, are highlighting today the delays in staff, equipment, mm-hmm. in deficits in physical space across the country are taking a real human toll on patients. And they're also putting staff in a really stressful situation. You know, as I said, we've great medical staff working mm-hmm. in our cancer centres, but it's awful for them to have to tell their patients that they're going to be facing such delays.
We talk
also
about what needs to change in a moment, but I want to stay with equipment that you mentioned there, because there's old radiotherapy equipment. Is this the case? No PET scanners in the public cancer centres in Galway, Waterford and Limerick. What does that mean for diagnosis and treatment?
So in relation to the PET scanners, they're really important for proper staging of cancer before you start your treatment. And as you said, there are none of those in those three areas. In the West, I know that they're outsourced into the Galway Clinic at significant cost to the HSE. And from other areas, people are travelling to Galway and to Dublin, significant different distances to get those tests, but also with significant delays. In radiotherapy, equipment is also a huge issue. So while chemotherapy wait times are longer in the west of Ireland, the radiotherapy wait times are significantly longer in the east, particularly the St. Luke's Radiation Oncology Network. And that's because they have ancient machines that are out of service a lot of the time.
Many years ago now, Avril, we rolled out centres of excellence across the country so that there would be no diversity in the treatment you receive, whether you're in Dublin or Galway or Letterkenny or Limerick. And yet, all these years on from those centres of excellence, excellence means different things in different places.
Well, as Professor John Kennedy, who's one of the leading oncologists in Ireland, often says, centres of excellence may be what we might claim to have, but often it's centres of adequacy. And what we're seeing here is inadequacy, frankly, when it comes to really urgent tests and treatment.
And is the difference here that there is greater investment being put into centres in some urban centres rather than the west of Ireland, which seems to be the one that's constantly raised?
I think, look, as I said, radiotherapy is worst in the East. The chemotherapy is worst in the West. There are, you know, the waiting times for breast rapid access clinics much higher in the Mater in Dublin than elsewhere. So there's variation by centre. It's not that any one area is behind on everything. But the reason is, as I said, it comes down to staff, equipment and physical space. For cancer services to work properly, they need all three. In some places, as I said, like radiotherapy in Dublin, they don't have the equipment. Radiotherapy in Cork, they have the equipment, but they don't have enough staff to operate them. There are some cancer centres like Galway, where the day ward there was seeing 13,000 patient visits a year back in 2016. That's now 25,000 with the same space.
There is huge investment.
Investment has, and we welcome that, investment has been put into some centres. So there have been expansions in some of the day wards across the country in recent years. There's new radiotherapy centre in Galway. Yeah. But then you have Beaumont waiting for a radiotherapy expansion. You have the day ward in Galway for chemotherapy on a list. A lot of these projects are in the National Development Plan and they're moving forward, but okay, they can't move forward fast enough for patients.
Avril, many thanks. Avril Power, Chief Executive of the Irish Cancer Society.